baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy Drive Chicago.
Deborah Witzberg is the Chicago Inspector General. Thank you for joining us, Deborah. Every time I have you on, I think, man, this woman is strong. You take on some people that most people wouldn't want to tackle with. But this is a given. These people needed to be charged, especially a state correctional sergeant at Stateville Prison claimed he ran a private security company on the side that brought in $100,000 in 2019 and that he was hit hard by the pandemic. So he applies for a PPP loan, which I think everyone remembers does not need to be paid back. And he was granted that loan?
Well, I appreciate you having me back. I appreciate your introduction. So the numbers that were recently reported, these are State of Illinois employees. They were investigated by our colleagues at the State of Illinois Office of the Executive Inspector General. But I will say that in our ongoing PPP investigations of City of Chicago employees, we're seeing lots of similar patterns to what was reported here on the state level, both in terms of scale and nature of the problem. I think the foundational observation here is that people do not get to both defraud the government and be government employees.
Yes. And how much in Chicago? How many dollars in fraud?
Well, we did sort of a proactive data analysis on all of the loans that were issued in pandemic relief. And we found about 1,000 loans issued to people under our jurisdiction. That is city employees, contractors, et cetera. So about 1,000 loans under our jurisdiction, which were potentially fraudulent. Some of those were totally legitimate, but many of them have indicia of fraud. And so we are in the midst of an ongoing effort to get at those. The reality is this is a prioritization effort. And, you know, the example you mentioned on the state level with the correctional officer, I think we are seeing similar prioritization needs where we have some city employees, like police officers, for example, who cannot continue to do police work and write police reports and testify in court if they've lied to the government to fraudulently obtain loans. So we are prioritizing certain of these cases on the basis of positions of heightened public trust, as well as things like the amount of loan money fraudulently obtained.
How many Chicago police officers have you identified as being involved in this?
That is a question I won't answer for right now, but I will say that we are pursuing some of these cases administratively and some of them criminally.
And are some of the names on this list politicians?
Yes.
It's amazing to me that people are this ballsy. Honestly, I mean, everybody else was just trying to get through the pandemic, many people losing their jobs. And here we have people employed by the city of Chicago who not only kept their job, but decided that they'd tap in and create a fraudulent request for more money to help them many times keep a business that never existed.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Lisa.
Dang, it's so frustrating. So I can only imagine your frustration level, but you take action and you get after it. Do you have any idea how much? What's the number in Chicago? If the number for Illinois is around 900,000, is Chicago's number higher or lower?
I think it remains to be seen. The reality is we will not get at all of these. We will not get at 1,000 potential cases of fraud. We will prioritize these and you know, we will pursue the ones which have the greatest impact on public trust and government.
Yeah, because that's an issue to begin with. And, of course, these bad apples make it look, easy. And was it easier for them because they understood the program and they might have worked in a job that allowed them to take advantage of a situation where somebody else, was just trying to keep a job during the pandemic, maybe wouldn't have had the expertise to be able to pull this off?
Maybe. I think there are certainly people for whom that might be the case.
And so there's just no way. There's not enough dollars. There's not enough time in the day for you to go after all of them. So as you said, you're going to go after high-profile cases that will draw attention to the issue.
Well, and ones which I think present the greatest threat to government legitimacy, to public trust in government. And I think those are positions like police officers, like people who handle city money, like elected officials. If people abuse the public trust, they should no longer enjoy the privilege of working in public service.
And do you know if all of these people have resigned or lost their jobs?
In our investigations, for every investigation where we have found that a current city employee committed PPP fraud, we have recommended that those people get fired. And so far, every city department has agreed with those recommendations.
And how is it uncovered? Were people reported, or was this finally an accounting issue where government, the agency started looking into it?
Really, in two ways. In some cases, we did. We got tips, we got complaints, we got information that identified fraudulent loans. But some of our cases we have opened as the result of this proactive data analysis, where we took the tens of thousands of loans that were issued by the government. We filtered them down geographically. We fuzzy matched loan recipients to city employees. And then we looked at certain loan characteristics to identify the highest risk of fraud. That had to do with things like which loan issuers were used most often in fraudulent loans, the amounts of the loans relative to the amount of documentation that would have been required, et cetera. So we had some criteria which we used to identify highest risks for fraud, and then we have pursued those leads to determine where we have the most concern.
I think my concern is that even if these people have resigned or they're fired, that they'll just go find a job in a neighboring city doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a tremendous concern.
And it seems to be a longstanding one in the city of Chicago. Will their names ever be made public?
Not as a result of our administrative investigations. Some of these people will be charged criminally. That will be public information. And some of these people will be rendered ineligible for rehire by the city. That information might eventually be publicly available as well.
And what is publicly available right now? Can anybody investigate this a little further? Is there a publication that you have put out, or where do people find out more?
We have been publishing summaries of these PPP investigations as we close them in our regular quarterly reports. So all of those are on our website. That's igchicago.org. And as we close these investigations, we summarize each of them in our quarterly reports.
Thank you so much for the work you do and for joining us.
Thank you.
At Chicago Inspector General Deborah Witzberg.